Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Closing the construction sector was one of the items on the agenda for the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting this afternoon. The construction and manufacturing industries have, like schools, been spared a shutdown during Level 5 restrictions, but that might be about to change. In a moment, I'll be speaking to the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, Tom Parlin. But first, Fergal Keane has been speaking to construction workers, and he has the latest. Fergal, closing building sites is on the agenda, isn't that right?
For the first time since early last year, and reluctantly for the government, it seems, but it's very possible that it might happen even for a short time. The Taoiseach was on the news at 1 this afternoon, and he spoke about how the virus was out of control, and that this dealing with it wasn't about how well one sector or another was doing. It was about how the whole of society went about handling this crisis. So Micheál Martin said that the closure of the construction sector was being considered, and you hear him now.
That's all in the agenda today. And I gave you the overall principle that will inform the discussions today is reducing mobility as much as we possibly can out there, and the essential necessity of everybody to adhere to the guidelines, to the guidance that has been laid down, because that is the way that we suppress this virus. That is the way we protect our hospitals. That is the way we protect the most vulnerable in our society.
But if the objective is to reduce mobility, can you continue to allow some 200,000 construction workers to move backwards and forwards?
Yeah, as I said, that is on the agenda as well today, and we will be taking decisions in relation to that sector as well and other areas. They have been very, very effective. But I stress, this isn't about one sector and how one sector is performing. It's about an overall societal response to a very rapid spread in this phase of the virus. And that's the context. And it's a collective societal response that's the principle that will govern decisions today. It's not a reflection on any individual sector.
And that is on Taoiseach on the news at 1 today. Now, the construction sector, Fergal, has stayed fully open since the initial lockdown, which began in March, isn't
it? Yeah,
right?
So they were closed then for about 12 weeks. And they generally since then deemed to have done a very good job. Because if you go to any large construction site in the country, they're totally, for first place, they're totally sealed from the outside. Workers are checked in and have to sign in at the gate. You get a temperature check at the gate. And then the wearing of masks and social distancing to a lesser extent is monitored by compliance officers throughout the day. And from my experience looking at this, a huge amount of preparation went into it on the construction sites. And the measures are fairly strictly enforced on large sites. But anecdotally, I've been told by several builders that that's not so much the case on smaller sites where you might have one small contractor, two or three workers there, and then individual tradespeople coming in from day to day. Now, it might be that if I'm working alongside you every day, I might travel to work with you every day, I don't need a mask, and so then they're dispensed with, but that is against the regulations. I was in Dublin city centre today. There's some very, very large construction sites there, and I met workers as they were coming outside having their lunch and their coffee, and as you hear when I spoke to them, the vast majority want the construction industry to stay open, and they feel that their workplace are safe. Is it possible for you to continue to work safely?
Yes, I do believe so, yeah. I don't think building sites are a high risk area. I think schools are probably a higher risk area than building sites.
It's completely closed off here.
Yeah, it is. And like, you know, they've mandated masks and the cases have gone up. So like, what's working and what's not, I don't think they know themselves. Yeah, we're monitored, sign in, temperature checks, all this crack, you know, and it's just more bureaucracy, more jobs for the boys.
You're a construction worker, do you think you can continue to work safely?
I don't think so. I think there's too many people on the site. It's not fair that the construction workers have to work when everyone else is at home.
How do you mean you don't think it's safe to work safely? What's going on?
There's like so many people like from all different areas of the country coming together to work on one site. It can't be safe if there's so many cases.
We're travelling in the same vans?
Pretty sure, from the north down to the Dublin, and from all over Ireland to Dublin to work on a site, like, and it can't be safe. The whole country needs to get locked down.
So you're in the construction industry. Can you continue to work safely?
I'd imagine so, because when we were locked down the last time and we were continuing working. The numbers always seemed to go down while we were working. It's only when they opened up the shops again that the numbers started to rise in that, you know.
I see everybody has got the safety gear and it's enforced when you walk onto the site.
Yeah, once we go in the morning, we have our mask on, that's it. And it stays on while we're on site until we come out. Come out for our lunch or that, that's it. That's the only time we take it off. When we're working inside, it's mandatory, we have to wear it.
Is it police or the people going around watching you?
Oh yeah, we're watched. We have to wear it, like, yeah. You're put off site if you don't wear it.
So you think you can keep going?
Hopefully, yeah.
What do you think? Is it safe to keep working?
Well, it wouldn't be. It's not safe. The more worry I have is if I'm on site working, and what happens if we pick it up when I'm at work and I go home? We've 4 young children and a missus at home, you know.
Yeah.
And 2 of my kids have under health conditions, you know. One's up with our heart. Like, what happens if we pick that up? Like, I can't go home then. That's why we were saying to my partner and himself there today, yesterday, saying, look, if we get that from work, what are we meant to do? Like,
yeah.
We can't go home today, family. See? We can't wait. Unless you want to infect your whole family, you know what I mean?
Are people wearing masks? Are they socially distanced?
Yeah, they are. They're wearing their masks. They are socially distancing, but it's things getting touched. We're touching things out of people, you know what I mean? It's the same, but I just think for everyone's benefit, you should lock the whole country down and wait until this thing dies off itself. It's the only way we're going to get rid of it.
Should you keep working?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You feel safe?
Of course, yeah. Of course, we are safe. If you work with people who know them, we are close there and we're safe. I don't believe that it's coronavirus, but anyway.
Keep going?
Yeah, it's safe. I think it's safe. Okay. We can keep going to work.
If you have to stop work, will you be paid?
That's not good. Okay, for the payment, it's okay. We're going to get the payment, but that's for the construction, that should be very hard.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I don't want to stay home to get that 350, and I'm not happy with that. I want to work. And
so there you go. Some dissenting voices there, Virgil.
There are, but the vast, vast majority of workers I spoke to today, including all of those who didn't want to go on the record, wanted the construction sites to stay open. And those last group of people there I met, they had their own subcontracting firm. They were providing some service to one building site. They would lose a vast amount of money should they be forced to close. But it seems that government and NEFID, that their concern isn't just about the workplace itself, it's about the travelling around the to and from the sites that they're talking about. And the unions, I spoke to the unions today, they said they will abide with whatever they're told. And the Unite Trade Union is one of the largest in the construction sector. This afternoon, I spoke to Tom Fitzgerald, he's regional officer for Unite, and asked him what their stance was on keeping construction sites open.
Thankfully, we've had a lot of positive feedback from our members and reps and so on about the safety measures on building sites. There are a lot of contractors that are doing their business and doing it well. So that's very, very positive. There are also some examples of non-compliance, if you like, and that still needs to be addressed. And one of the concerns that we still think is outstanding, we said in the middle of the summer last year that the Health and Safety Authority needs extra numbers and needs extra powers to be able to go in and intervene where there aren't safe practices in place. So we think that's still a significant gap in terms of keeping workplaces, and particular construction workplaces, safe. I also suppose what we'll be keeping a very sharp eye on would be what the Cabinet Subcommittee comes up with today and what the Cabinet themselves say tomorrow, because obviously I think the point from the Taoiseach earlier on today was about the wider lens that he has to look at things through as opposed to just particular sectors of the economy, the wider impact it'll have. And then it'll be, in that context, we have to make sure that construction workers' income are protected, because despite what was said by the CAF in recent days, there isn't an automatic situation where workers' pay are protected. So that has to go hand in hand in terms of any decisions that are made over the coming days.
And that is Tom Fitzgerald of the Unite Trade Union. Thank you very much indeed, Fergal Keane. Well, listening to Fergal's report just now was Tom Parlin, who's Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. Tom, you're welcome to the programme. I don't know if you've heard anything in relation to what's in store for the construction industry as a result of this Cabinet Subcommittee meeting that's ongoing.
I haven't. I'm like everybody else, Cormac. I'm waiting for the result. We did have discussions with senior officials yesterday at Trulieff, and we've made our case because construction has an exemplary record with regard to safety and keeping COVID off sites. In actual fact, it's monitored. We're monitored on a weekly basis by the HSE, and the latest figures are out for the week ending the 14th of December, and it showed that there were four cases and two outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of a workforce, as you said earlier, of close to 200,000. So we have an exemplary record, and it's not just the employers. It's backed up by the workers and their unions. In actual fact, today there is a joint press release out from ourselves and the Trade Union Federation, which is SIPTU, Connect and BATU, you know, calling on all sides, but workers and employers, to collectively redouble their efforts to keep sites safe from COVID,
which is,
and
which is
calling on the government to keep the industry open.
Which is almost unprecedented that the unions and employers and the industry come together to issue that type of a statement. But do you accept that based on the mood music, Tom, and being a former minister yourself, you know it more than most, that it's certainly on the cards, the construction sector closing down, and that it's... Do you accept that it may be necessary based on the figures?
Well, look, if we look at, you know, what's happening elsewhere, I saw Boris Johnson last night announcing the lockdown in the UK, quite substantial, closing their schools. Construction remains operational there, as does Scotland, as does the north of Ireland. And I know that in the big lockdown, when we were locked down, no other country, barring some US states and Italy at the initial phase, closed down their construction. I was talking to the construction manager of a major multinational that's employing thousands upon thousands of people here today, facilities all over the world. He said their only facility that was closed down globally was the Irish one during the last lockdown. So construction internationally is deemed to be essential, and it's deemed to operate very well. And, you know, a lot of those people, if you take...
Yeah, but can I cut across you there? Because what are multinational companies that are working in the construction sector here telling you about the knock-on effect if they did have to close down?
Well, obviously, from the housing point of view, we lost the supply of about 5,000 houses because of ours being closed for about the 12 weeks. And likewise, about 10% of our overall output was knocked off, which is about $3 billion worth. So in terms of the exchequer and in terms of economics, it's a big lot. But I think the most important thing is that there is such a rigid safety culture on site. Like, everybody wears helmets, absolutely essential, masks, glasses, gloves, high-vis, hard boots, temperature check practically on every site going in, distancing, absolutely rigid, sanitization. And, you know, there's a very rigid discipline and rules
that doesn't
traveling, exist in the community.
But what about travelling to and from the construction site? What about carpenters and painters and plumbers and electricians, all interior work and parts? I mean, you can't account for congregation sometimes in the a construction sector situation. It has to happen sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, actually, the distancing is still very rigid within. It doesn't matter who's working or where. And that's in construction, normally you have a buddy system. You have one guy helping out the other guy. That's have to be suspended, and people have to keep the absolute minimum of 1 meter. But the travel to and from sites is being implemented rigidly. And I know people have to travel a substantial distance, and there's a lot of extra cost involved. But people, I think there's a massive degree of personal responsibility taken on board by construction workers.
But you can't verify that, can you, Tom, really?
Well, look, we're watching it. Like, the main contractors who take on subbies give that direction very, very strongly. And we know that there is a risk to construction. But certainly the feedback I got from sites yesterday and today, that people were extremely grateful that they had a job to go to. They're all very responsible, and none of them want to be responsible for either bringing it home to their family, passing it on to fellow workers, or causing a site to be closed
okay.
down.
Okay. Can I ask
so
you before we...
I think the industry are in a good place, and I would hope that the government will make a sensible decision.
Okay, and you've made your case you've made your case well on the airwaves and as well with officials, I'm sure. Can I ask you one final question? The Unite spokesperson, Tom Fitzgerald, in Fergal's report, disputed your claim on yesterday's news at one that construction workers who test positive or who have to restrict their movements continue to get paid by their employers. Do you want to change what you said yesterday?
Well, the one thing, it depends on individual employers and the arrangements they have with the workers, but there is an enhanced sickness benefit for workers who are deemed to be sick or are obliged to self-isolate and not attend work. That's true, being either tested positive or being a close contact.
So it's not a universal truth, as you put forward yesterday.
And they do qualify for the 350 a week payment as well. And we have had a really good relationship with all of the unions in terms of dealing with this. And, you know, you said it's unprecedented, almost, but the cooperation between unions and construction employers since we had the lockdown has been unprecedented.
Okay.
And we've had really good cooperation.
We'll leave it there. Tom Parlin of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much indeed for joining us.